This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning show. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all along the Genesis Communications Network, as well as out there on our selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the larger markets around the country. Very happy to be heard there, and thank you very much, as well as leading independent stations all across the country, too. And let's not forget, we're out there on the Internet. Maria in Germany has chimed in a couple times. Appreciate you, Maria. You've always been a very good friend of the Captain's America Third Watch and a loyal listener. We appreciate you. And then we've got a whole group of people over in India again listening to us on the Internet affiliate that's over there that's playing our show, Radio Guarana, I believe is the way you say that. But anyway, how about that? So we're happy to hear from you if you want to give us a call. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, of course, everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and UPS, who I guess, since the Department of Labor says they're not getting involved in the negotiations, I guess you guys are headed for a walkout on the end of the month. Now, also our bulk mail haulers that are out there, we appreciate all of you doing that, getting the mail delivered where it needs to go. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and all the other petroleum products. And, of course, you can hear us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we're on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Now, we have our website, too. You can go over there and check us out, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, we're going to go out to California and make that little trip out across the pond and find out where Kyle Warren's at. So let's see here. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Okay. They're going to go inside this time because now they're warm. 84 degrees and clear skies tonight. Okay, so where exactly are you? Up by the pool?
I wish. It's actually about 63 or 64 degrees outside right now, so no, we're inside.
I would take the middle of that and be comfortable, 72.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. I went out about midnight. I had to go out to my car and get something. I went out about midnight, and it was just, it hit you like right in the face, that kind of warm, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Okay. Well, I guess we can warm it up some more and say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it, too. All right. Well, Chuck Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, claims that IRS investigators intentionally left out the briefing about the Biden's family alleged criminal scheme.
Well, that's right. In fact, Senator Grassley actually wrote a letter to the U.S. attorney for the District of Delaware, and that's David Weiss, of course, and he's the one who led the investigation for Hunter Biden. Now, Grassley said that the IRS investigators were not, quote, looped in, unquote, during the briefing involving that form that we've heard so much about, that FD 1023 form that talks about the Biden money acceptance and so forth.
Oh, okay. So, again, intentional, you think?
Well, and we don't know. I mean, it certainly, you know, it certainly begs that question, and it certainly seems odd. Why doesn't the U.S. attorney have all of the information about this whole thing? That would seem to me you'd have to have an overview of things so that you knew exactly what you're dealing with.
Okay, Chris Christie was on television again yesterday. Why, I don't know. I think he's just not worth listening to because all he's doing is bitching about Trump and complaining about anything he can. And he doubled down again on the Trump attacks and on Social Security cuts, saying that Social Security was going to be cut here, there, and everywhere, and we were all in big trouble because our payments were going to go down that we were getting and all that. I mean, I don't know what he's trying to do. Do you?
Well, I think Chris Christie is trying to carve a special, his own path, basically, that goes directly through Donald Trump, of course. He went so far as to call Donald Trump a snake oil salesman. I don't know if that's the first time he's ever done that or not, but certainly we've heard that term, with others at least. Certainly he believes that he's got to, as I said, go through Donald Trump, in order to make his own way. And yes, that's right. He said that Social Security he'd make cuts, and he maintained that stance, basically.
And this guy's getting 1% of the popular vote, 1% in the polls of the people that are participating, and he thinks he's going somewhere?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think some of these candidates, they still believe it's early in the process. So whether or not they are the beneficiaries of Trump voters, if Trump were to for some reason drop out, or if Trump drops out for some other reason, maybe Christie can say, I'm right. We never know.
All right. Well, you're right, and I'm going to break, and we're right, and the break's going to take us to break, so we're right. So here we go.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated plan that I take every morning with my breakfast, or whenever I do eat breakfast, because sometimes I sleep a little bit later than normal, like till noontime or whatnot, and that's when I have my breakfast or brunch or call it whatever you want. But Relief Factor, because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, which will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas and goes right straight to the source to alleviate the pain. Best part is it's 100% drug-free. Yep, love it. 100% drug-free. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Very important. Comes in convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, and for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start. Gets it going by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren says something about Relief Factor. What is it, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. The website, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, find out what it's all about. You'll be glad you did. Well, Mr. Kyle, there's some people starting to grumble now in Florida. They are supporters of Donald Trump, supporters of Ron DeSantis, love them both, and Ron DeSantis is our governor. And they would kind of like to see Ron DeSantis come back to Florida, put his feet flat on the ground, and be the governor of Florida and stop this stuff running around the countryside trying to run for president when it looks like as if nobody is going to surpass Donald Trump.
Well,
I think you're right. I think, Ron DeSantis is basically calling the idea that his campaign isn't going anywhere, that it's stymied for some reason, as what he called false narratives, basically.
Well, the media, he blamed it on.
Right. Well, but I think DeSantis got into this presidential race probably thinking that at some point Donald Trump would implode for whatever reason, whatever that might, through indictment or some other thing or something else that would happen that would take Donald Trump out of the primary contention. But that has not happened yet. He hasn't nosedived. And so I think DeSantis was sort of waiting for that. Now this does put him in a real quandary. Yes, people may be saying time to come home and be the governor, but how does he play that? How does he spin that? How does he leave the presidential race and then say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore, without it appearing that he took a shot and it just didn't go anywhere, although that's what it looks like is happening at this point.
It's very simple. He's honest about it. Say, look, I gave it my best. It's obvious it's not going to work. I'm the governor of Florida. I'm going to go back to Florida and concentrate on being the best governor Florida ever had. That's all he's got to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that may
nothing
be
else. Nothing else.
Exactly the ticket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the people in Florida love him. Don't believe what the media tries to tell you. Don't believe what any Democrat would try to tell you about Ron DeSantis. He's got a huge plurality here in Florida when it comes to just being the governor.
Well, no, I think you're exactly right about that.
I know I am.
Yes, of course, and I know that Ron DeSantis, is probably hoping to be able to make that kind of statement and have it be look as though it is a success, because that's the way he'd have to be able to parlay that.
Now he said he was in favor of revoking China's what do they call it, preferred trade status? Is that what they call it?
Their special trade status. That's right.
Yeah, he wanted to. He was in favor of revoking that, and I thought we should have revoked that a long time ago when they started messing around, and we found out about the COVID and all that stuff, and how China's involvement was in this. And no, they can't deny that they weren't involved in the COVID. And oh, by the way, I'm going to get up on my soapbox here, bottom of the hour, and I'm going to say something about what's been going on here that's been pretty obvious from where I'm sitting.
Okay, yeah, we'll look forward to that for sure. Well, I think there's this idea of there's two different notions, de-risking from China and decoupling from China. And I think this falls more into the decoupling aspect of things. And of course, as you mentioned with COVID and so forth, there's so many unanswered questions, but where there's smoke, there's fire, many people believe. And so what's really going on in China? And China has its own economic problems as well. So does it make sense for us to de-risk, or for other countries to de-risk from China and find other suppliers for various things?
Now, there's a group of retired generals, one of which is my former commanding officer, General Paul Vallely, who say the Ukraine war is currently at a stalemate.
Yes, that is very interesting indeed, because if that's the case, now we don't really see any off-ramp. We don't see any end in sight, and it's going to go on and on.
And that's just exactly what we don't want.
Well, precisely. And at the same time, too, a stalemate also can mean that one side, I think primarily in this case Vladimir Putin's side, will do something drastic and over the top in order to try to move the needle, because this is draining Russia just as it's draining Ukraine. And, so somebody's going to get tired of that real soon.
Now, Bidenflation and Bidengate are two different things, but now we're hearing about Bidengate, where most voters do not believe President Biden's denials when it comes to being involved in his son Hunter's business deals with foreigners. Majority of the voters still suspect he was. As a matter of fact, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, they believe that 58% of likely U.S. voters think it's likely the president was involved in Hunter's foreign business deals, including 44% who say it's very likely he was involved, while 33% say it's not likely that he was involved, and 19% say it's not at all likely, while 10% aren't sure. So the numbers very much favor people doubting Joe Biden's word?
Well, that's because, number one, it makes sense that he would be aware of things that his son, Hunter Biden, was doing. If just as, you know, as an ancillary thing to when he talks to his son or has meetings with him or gatherings. But at the same time, there's so much stuff out there right now, Captain. And it's not 100% ironclad. But again, it's the idea that where there's smoke, there's fire. And people see these things and say, there's got to be some connection here because it simply makes sense with what we know so far. Well, to the extent we don't know all the exact things we don't know, but it certainly leads you enough in that direction to open a true investigation, as we've seen happen with the GOP House.
And nobody should be surprised.
No, because again, it tracks. It's not far-fetched. It's not out of the blue. Hunter is definitely weird with all this stuff that he's into. And people don't see Hunter as sort of a normal, you know, straight-laced guy who's just, you know, why would he be involved in such weird things? When we see the kinds of weird things he was involved in, it all makes sense. And in the sense that it's not far-fetched.
Did you hear what Schumer's got on the agenda for the rest of the month? In the Senate?
What's that?
Insulin, drug reform, and ethics are on his agenda. Ethics. He ought to start with himself.
Right. Well, yeah, precisely, yeah.
That's pretty interesting, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That he would say that. But that's his agenda. Now, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, you're right. Yeah.
Now, the Israeli flag is going to fly for the Israeli games that are being played in Saudi Arabia. That may be a first as far as their flag flying at the Israeli games in Saudi Arabia. I wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, they're going to be wheel detractors. There's no doubt about that. It's going to cause some kind of controversy. But that being said, if you want to be part of the community of nations and you have international competition or you have international representation, guess what? The flag of that nation is going to fly where you're at if you're hosting those kinds of events.
And the other thing is, finally, despite the Dems complaining, most Americans backed the recent Supreme Court decisions. Now, this is very interesting. We'll talk about it here a little bit later, probably next hour with Denise Simon. But it is what it is, and we'll be right back. Bottom of the hour, the station's get a chance to take a break, pay some of their bills, and we shall return. Kathy's going to take us to a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump criticized Ron DeSantis, his GOP presidential nomination rival, at a Las Vegas rally Saturday. Trump had this to say.
I'm not a big fan of his, and he's highly overrated. He's highly overrated.
He nicknamed him Ron DeSanctimonious and accused him of supporting minimum wage increases and Social Security cuts. President Biden is heading on a trip to Europe, attending the NATO summit, among other meetings. He's scheduled to arrive in London Sunday, then meet with King Charles and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday. Tuesday, Biden will travel to Lithuania to participate in the NATO summit, where the primary focus will be Russia's conflict in Ukraine. Pope Francis announced his plans to appoint 21 new cardinals on September 30th of this year. The decision allows Pope Francis to influence the composition of the College of Cardinals, which will play a pivotal role in selecting his successor. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Yeah, buddy. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Check them out, St. Petersburg, Florida. And for you travelers that come down here, if you're not getting any relief of what's going on with where you're at, your hometown, try them out. See what happens. They'll see you while you're down here. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
We got a caller on the line, our favorite caller up there in Colorado, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, Cap, Professor Politics. Well, U.S. Treasury Yellen in China. And all I can say is that she should have walked in China's office with the tattoo sucker on the forehead. Because basically the corrupt evil regime in China, that's how they look at Yellen, a sucker. Because the thing is, China is not just looking at the short term. downturn. China's looking 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road. And how can we dominate? How can we dominate the world without shooting one bullet? That is their goal. In U.S., and you got a country flush with cash. I don't think China's broke. Like the United, I don't even know what China, how much money they have in the bank versus how much debt they have in the country. But compared to the United States, they're doing damn well. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, arrivederci.
All righty, arrivederci. Now, I do know something, Kyle. There's a twofold thing going on in China right now. Did you know that China owes us money for some money they borrowed from us years ago?
I think I'd heard that, yes. Very interesting.
And, of course, we owe them money for money we've been borrowing, right?
A lot, yeah.
Now, I haven't seen the amount that China owes us, but wouldn't the Treasury Secretary be over there trying to negotiate down the debt that we owe them? Because it's got to be more than we gave them. I mean, we owe them more than, they gave, We owe them more than they do us. I'd have to believe that.
Well, I think that's right. I think Janet Yellen is there trying to smooth over a lot of different things, not the least of which, of course, is the ongoing tensions building up because of what China's trying to do exactly. And I appreciate what Aaron was talking about so much. Because they're trying to dominate things. They believe they should dominate things. So it's not just a question of can we do it. They believe this is literally their mission to do. And also, Captain, Aaron was completely correct. They're playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking ahead. And we look at, you know, generally 4-year election cycle, 2 years for Congress, of course, for the House. But every 4 years we have our presidential election and the country kind of shifts its whole outlook to some degree or another. China doesn't have to worry about that. They say, where are we going to be by 2050? And that's huge. Because we literally can't say that same thing.
When you had the parties flip-flopping back and forth being in leadership positions, you can't make a policy and have any guarantee that it would stay for the next decade. You just can't.
Well, that's right. And if you notice, a lot of the, when you have the State of the Union speeches, it's always, this way over 10 years, we will save $6 billion. And it never works out that way because something always changes. So, but I do want to say this. I think it's important to note that we don't laud the Chinese system or the idea that they have one singular purpose that they can do over long periods of time. It does make them have that ability, and it's a strong ability. But our ability in the United States, though, is to, because we are free, we have an extra leg up on things. And so I think that's important to point out. We always rise to the occasion.
Yeah. Now, former Afghan officials are now appealing to the U.S. Congress for support in restoring a legitimate government in Afghanistan, because the Taliban are just making a mess of the place. They've got all that money. They don't know what they're doing. Well, they do know what they're doing. They're going back to Sharia law. They're taking it back literally 100 years back into the past. And the people that were westernized over there, well, they kind of like their stuff, their amenities and whatnot. And they're having to be tossed back into the Stone Age along with everybody else. So they're trying to get help. I don't know what the help's going to be to take control of the government. How are you going to do that short of a revolution or a war?
Well, that's just it. Look what we've seen over the last 20 years or so, right? Trying to, you know, quote, bring democracy to Afghanistan, and it just didn't work. Everything worked out to that the Taliban are back in charge of Afghanistan. It doesn't diminish the sacrifice. It doesn't diminish the operations that went on. I'm not saying that in one little bit. But what I am saying is that to try to change the government in Afghanistan is going to have to be organic.
in some way, and it's anybody's guess how you get that to go.
By the way, I just saw something on the TV that just came across the screen. I don't see it now. They got a commercial, but apparently there were a bunch of kindergartners who were killed in an attack on a school.
We have seen that coming by. We'll see if we can get some more details on it. But yes, all we know right now is that in China, there appears to have been an attack at a kindergarten school. That's all we know at this moment, but we'll try to find out more.
I wonder what that would be. That would be something to do maybe with the Uyghurs. Maybe.
We don't know. Yeah, but yeah, we'll get more information. But what a tragic story that's coming out. We understand that we're just finding out about this, so we'll try to get more.
By the way, we've got more and more people, including a bunch of Hollywood celebrities, calling for censorship on social media.
Well, I guess who would be the grand censorship person?
He's our voice.
Who's that?
Jeff. He gets in trouble all the time.
Oh yeah, Jeff gets in trouble. Oh yeah, well sure. But who decides? You know, here we go again, and this is the whole thing that happened with this court decision just late last week, Captain, and that was that the Biden administration can't use the FBI or other government entities to try to influence the social media platforms.
So then why not use the Hollywood celebrities?
Well, you see, here we go. See, that's the thing. So now you're going to, I mean, don't they rail against censorship?
Yes.
You know, and rightly so in so many ways, because film is an art form, music is an art form, and this kind of thing. And so they're typically using the First Amendment. So now they want to squelch it? That doesn't add up.
Well, to the Democrats, it's always been their way or the highway. And then they complain out democracy. They complain that our democracy is in danger. They believe in democracy as long as it works for them. Democrats have gone so far left, they're falling off the cliff. Now, their problem could be, how do they get back to normalcy?
Normalcy as in, you know,
going back the way they were.
Yeah, that's possible. But, yeah, I just think, and by the way, you know, there was a lot of pushback. Even the actor Richard Dreyfuss had some pretty harsh words for the Academy because they have new inclusion standards if you want your film to be considered by the Academy for an Academy Award. And he rightly said, well, wait a minute, that you're telling me how to make art. And so now mm-hmm. this is, but mm-hmm. he's old school, right? So mm-hmm. that's why he's really against
them. Well, as before we go to break here, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Does anybody question that several million illegal aliens have entered our country? We have no idea who they are or where they are. You can blame the Biden administration and Democrats on that one. They're not looking after you, me, or anybody else. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Candy shaking on the dance floor, saying, "Blame it."
righty. That's Brooks and Dunn along with Billy Gibbons, the Honky Tonk Stomp. And that's quite the song there, Kyle, and they do quite a bit of dancing there. I know right where that thing was videotaped, too, right where they made that video.
Yeah, with all those cars sticking up out of the ground.
Yeah, east of Amarillo. And everybody, if they've been on I-40, they know what I'm talking about, where they got the cars out there that are jammed nose first into the ground. And that's right there where they did that. So how about that? It's a little park and kind of like a little tourist trap area there, too. So there you go. But anyway, we've got the high threat for excessive rainfall up in the northeast. A lot of rain, a lot of flooding, a lot of roads that are currently shut down, underwater, whatever. We'll get to all that here in a minute. But Kyle's going to take us out west where he's going to be frying three eggs at one time on the sidewalk.
Well, hopefully it won't come to that, but we do have some hot weather, but we're going to start up in the Pacific Northwest. We got flash flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues to be possible. This is in northern Washington. It's going to include areas like Carlton, Okanagan, Omak, and also up towards Loomis, all the way up to the Canadian border. So be careful of that. We also have some warnings in central and the western, central and eastern Washington. This includes I-90 all the way over to Spokane. It looks like thunderstorms across the Columbia Basin on Monday could also be bringing a lot of precipitation and water to that area. So be careful if you're driving or trucking through that area. But, of course, the big story is the heat in the southwest. You've got New Mexico heat advisories, excessive heat warnings, southern Arizona, and this goes up towards Kingman, up towards Las Vegas as well, and also in the California desert, coming out I-15, and then all the way down to the Mexican border. This is going to stay east of Los Angeles and San Diego counties, but be careful north of L.A. Excessive heat watch goes on up there for Santa Clarita and Palmdale. And, of course, be careful out there.
How about if we send you some of the water in the northeast?
That would be great. But, yeah, those folks are having a real terrible time of it there.
Well, we're going to get into it right now because it's definitely a mess. Now, if you're in following the Hudson River, going north-south all the way to Canada, all the way from New York, you're going to be in rain, heavy rain, flooding, especially to the east of the Hudson River. Now, when you get into New England, we've got a number of flood warnings, especially now for Vermont, for northern Massachusetts in the mountains, the Berkshires, for Connecticut, again, mostly in the mountains and down in the lower-lying areas along the ocean and Long Island Sound. And then Poughkeepsie and on down towards Westchester County and Orange County got a lot of flooding down that way. There are some roads that are currently shut. I would suggest you listen to your local traffic report as you get into that area. Or if you're at a truck stop and you can stop and see the Weather Channel, see what's going on, because you might have to take an alternate route to get to where you need to go today. We'll see. And for anybody that's delivering, that's been to some of those docks, and you know what I'm talking about, that are down below the road where you have to back down in, you're probably going to be in water, standing water. And I don't have to tell anybody about that. The meat haulers, the produce guys, and the grocery guys know that. Now, moving down the line, we do have some rain around Philadelphia as well. It's not as heavy as what it was earlier. Coming on down south, we'll go all the way down to Florida because South Florida's got a heat index advisory today. We're probably going to have one for the day's over right here where I'm at because right now it happens to be 84 degrees. Now, that being said, we're going to move on over to Pensacola and Crestview, that area of Florida, offshore about 50 miles. There's something going on there. There's some sort of disturbance. It's not anything yet, but it sure as heck could be, and we'll have to keep our eyes on that one. And then moving up into the southwestern part of Kentucky, you've got fog tonight, dense fog advisory, western Tennessee for Memphis over east about 50, 60 miles. And then Texas, well, what can I tell you? Hotter than you know what. I-10 all the way from Houston all the way across to El Paso and all points in between and south to the border, south down to the valley, up towards the southern part of Fort Worth, Dallas. And, of course, San Antonio's included in that. Austin's included in that. You're going to have heat index is well over 100 degrees. Temperatures approaching 100, certainly in the 90s almost everywhere there. And then we've got a Schmutz advisory for poor air quality on the east side of Michigan, Detroit north up towards Sandusky, our affiliate up there, AM 660 in Detroit as well as the west side of Michigan, right there on Lake Michigan, east side of Lake Michigan, west side of Michigan proper. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick.
All right, folks, don't forget to check out pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com for great information about all their amenities, their mobile app, also their amenities for our RV and friends out there. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We've got Denise Simon from PoundersCove.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe Biden is visiting Britain ahead of the vital NATO summit. All the criticism he's getting, Janet Yellen got criticized for bowing to whoever the heck it was she bowed to. We just don't do that. But what's going on in the world?
Well, I think they finally decided to participate in some real foreign policy. And it's going to take some interesting leadership to do it, but we don't have it. So I don't know. I think there's going to be some real lessons on this trip for the Biden administration, and I'll be interested to see what kind of a debrief there is on the Janet Yellen trip. She made some small criticisms, but, you know, gave China the high road still. We shall see how they react. I haven't seen any real Chinese criticism of her visit. Haven't seen much on the domestic side either, except that, she bowed, I think, three times before this.
Well, there's something interesting about her visit. China owes us money from when they first borrowed money from us, and that money was due right about now. And, of course, we owe them a boatload of money, a lot more than they owe us. I wonder if that's got anything to do with this.
No, I don't think. That's just accounting.
All right. Well, I just wondered if she would try to do a little tit-for-tatting and say, look, can we get a deal or whatever?
I suppose anything is possible, but that's not her style.
All right. Speaking of styles, hold on. Here comes the top of the hour break. Kyle, you hang on there, too. Folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along. Denise Simon will be up next. Top of the hour after the news, and your station's got a chance to pay some of their bills. Don't go anywhere. Monday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.